You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday, February 10th, 2025. Grandpa Dan streaming with you at RadioAlbion.com. Kicking off yet another work week, another edition of the Daily Mail Monday. And this was a tough one because 90% of the stories on here are about something to do with either Taylor Swift and or the Super Bowl. Two topics of which I could care less about and I refuse to talk about. And then if like 90% of the stories were about this, the other 5% were about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, another topic I pretty much refuse on most occasions to discuss. But I soldiered through and went through the other 5% of the articles to find some stuff that I thought would be some interesting, maybe fun, just humorous things to talk about. So without much further ado, we'll get right into it. Once again, America. We're going to start off talking about America's heroes. That's right. America's heroes have come up a little short in the competency department, sadly. Once again, this first article is titled "Moment California Cops Taser Man Having a Seizure After Crashing Down a 20-foot cliff." You know, after a while, you start wondering, are there any situations that can not be made worse involving the police? Now, you would expect a little better out of firefighters. You know, generally out of America's heroes, the firefighters generally do a little better job. They came up a little short in this story as well. What are we going to do? Get the military in there. Maybe they... More heroes. We just are heroes. We just got to get more heroes in there or something. A California man who pummeled down a 20-foot cliff while suffering a seizure was tasered by cops. Dramatic body cam footage has revealed. And if you click on the link for the article, there is actually a video here. One of the things that's aggravating about the Daily Mail is a lot of times I'll say video, shocking video shows. And you go to the article and there's no video there. You have to go like YouTube or something to find the damn video. But the video is actually here. If you want to watch it, it's going to look like about what you expect. Jack Bruce, 22, crashed his red Toyota sedan into a ditch on April 1st, 2024, after suffering a seizure behind the wheel. Despite not remembering what happened that day, distressing police body cam footage revealed the moment a Hercules police officer launched a taser at Bruce while other cops forced him out of the car. Bruce, then 21, appeared to be disoriented after the crash as police officers and firefighters approached him inside the vehicle. Bruce was repeatedly asked by officers to step out of the vehicle and soon tased him multiple times during the altercation. After he fell to the ground, Bruce screamed in agony and confusion as the officer continued to shock him with the bright yellow taser. Bruce, who suffered his first epileptic seizure behind the wheel that day, was told he would be charged with, let me guess, resisting arrest. That's one of those nice universal charges they like. And DUI, but the case against him was eventually thrown out by the DA. Yes, because he wasn't. DUI. He has since filed a civil rights lawsuit against the police department in the United States District Court for the Northern District of California, alleging that the three officers involved did not follow protocol even after acknowledging that he was seizing. One of the most relevant things I read years ago, and I don't even remember where I read it or where the source was, but I believe it to be true, even though I don't even remember where I read it. Because it's borne out by the evidence. You know, you don't have to get deep in the woods. You just look at the evidence and say, yes, that corroborates what I've read as being true. And years ago, I read it out. And it said basically like when these people apply to become cops, to go to police academy or whatever, that one of the things, a screening processes they take is to take an IQ test. Now, you would think that mean because they don't want retards to be cops. But actually, if you scored over, like, I think it was 95, if you scored over like 95, they wouldn't let you. They didn't want you to be too smart because you, I don't know why. Because you, well, no, I do know why. Because you would question the training itself. You would question the protocols. They want mindless idiots that would just follow orders and do whatever they're told. They don't want people to sit here and go, well, that doesn't make any sense. That's stupid. You couple this with the knowledge that basically all of this police training across the country was developed by the Israelis and the way they deal with the Palestinians. When you take those two factors in, they don't want anybody with an IQ over a certain amount to become a cop. And this police training was developed by the Israelis and the way they deal with the Palestinians and adopted into this country in dealing with us. When you put those two factors together, the actions of America's heroes here, they make a lot more sense. Take this case, an instance, and this is not the first one of these I've seen where they've done this to. I saw one, it's been some time back. They got called to a house because this adult person living with his elderly parents had a seizure, and he had a history of having seizures, and his boomer parents foolishly called 911, which was a bad move because, of course, they're expecting an ambulance to show up and they get the cops. And in that case, the cops wind up pummeling the guy and ultimately they kill him. They suffocated him and killed this dude who had a seizure. Now, it amazes me that these people are in this line of work, because at the very beginning of the video, there's a firefighter there, and the firefighter looks around. You watch the whole interaction. It's on the body cam. And the firefighter turns around and says, well, he seemed a little aggressive. The guy is literally laying in the seat of his car with blood on him. And the firefighter says, well, I try to get him out, but he's a little aggressive. America's heroes on the front line to protect. He's a little aggressive. The dude is literally just laying on the seat. But this firefighter, he's afraid for his safety because this guy seems a little aggressive. And of course, that gives the cops their green light. Look, I'm just a dude. I'm just a regular guy. I'm not a trained professional. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert. And even I know, and this is the point, even I have an understanding. Look, when somebody has a seizure, and these cops somehow don't know this. The firefighter doesn't know this. When someone has a seizure, after the seizure is over, the best way to think of it is their brain has to reboot. That is the best explanation, is the way I've read this. And off the top of my head, I don't remember there's an actual medical term for the process that these people go through. When they have a seizure, their brain essentially has to reboot. They don't understand what's going on. They're confused. It says here in the article, the guy doesn't remember, and that's normal. Their brain has to reboot. Trained medical professionals that aren't morons, but apparently, you know, they understand. They said everything you read will say when handling somebody that's had a seizure, the best thing you can do, you just got to wait. Don't touch them. Don't touch them. Don't talk to them, because these inputs don't make any sense to the person on the receiving end of them, because their brain is in the process of rebooting. They don't understand. And if you touch them, they're going to react because they don't understand. They don't know who you are. They will look at family members. They don't know who they are. And they say the amount of time this takes is going to vary. And they train people in this field will tell you that you have to just wait. You got to be patient, and you're just going to have to wait. And when their brain finishes rebooting, they're going to look at you and start being able to interact and talk and follow instructions. You cannot yell. You cannot yell at them. You cannot tell them to do things, because they don't understand a damn thing you're saying, because their brain is in the process of rebooting. Now, how in the hell am I just a regular dude out here, just a regular guy, and I understand this, I know this, and America's heroes here, this firefighter and these cops, they don't know this. They ain't got time to wait around in this ditch while this guy lays there and reboots his brain. So they decide they're going to grab him and drag his ass out of the car. And of course, it turns into beat the shit out of him and taser him. You know, all of these interactions with these cops that you see, they always quickly escalate into beat the shit out of you, and hit you with the taser. Because they don't have enough patients standing around waiting for the guy to reboot his brain. And that's all they have to do. All that is necessary to do here is wait. If you got to wait 5 minutes, if you got to wait 20 minutes, if you got to wait an hour, who cares? These guys are milking the clock. It's not like they're out there doing this hero work and we've got to move on to save the next child that's stuck in a tree or whatever the hell. Whenever you see one of these incidents and, you know, there's a big mass shooting or something, you know, it always amazes me because you watch the news and there'll be like, you know, okay, well, the incident is over. The shooting is over. The suspect is either arrested or dead. They've got the crime tape out there. And, you know, they'll show on the local news the video. And there's like 500 cops standing around bullshitting. You ever notice that? 500 cops standing around shooting the bull. They're milking the clock. They're all on the clock, and they got this excuse. They can go show up to this scene, stand around. They're just all standing around talking. There'll be like three guys back there working the crime scene because that's all you need. Meanwhile, these other heroes are all standing around shooting the bull, milking the clock. Well, you have an incident like this. Here's another good excuse. They can milk the clock. Just sit there and call in. Well, we've got to wait for this guy because, you know, his brain is rebooting. We've got a seizure victim here, and we have to wait until he's able to respond to our commands and what we need him to do. So let's all just chill out here and milk the clock. That's all they got to do. What they love to do is milk the clock, and they got a perfect opportunity. Oh, no, no, we can't do that. We got hero work to do, buddy. And so they begin doing the things you shouldn't do to somebody who's just had a seizure. They start yelling at him, they start threatening, and they start grabbing him. And then, of course, the guy tenses up, and that's all one of our heroes needs. He's tensed up, now he's resisting. And they're yelling at the guy, you know, don't fight us, don't effing fight. And there's another thing. These cops, they start dropping F-bombs and yelling and screaming and using profanity. They've already conceded they're not in control of the situation. Now, all their training is supposedly about making sure everybody understands you're the one in charge. Well, let me tell you, if you have to start screaming and using profanity at people, the message you're giving is that you're not in charge. Anyway, they start dropping F-bombs, threatening the guy. Of course, he has no idea what they're even saying. He doesn't know where he is. His brain's in the process of rebooting. He's like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? What are you doing? Doesn't matter. Luckily, the guy got out and didn't get killed. Congratulations. Sketchy when you're dealing with heroes doing hero things. Low IQ. Low IQ and trained on Israeli protocols. You know, I just, it all, when looked at in that context, it all makes sense. What else we got going on? We got whining going on. Vatican official rips Trump for breaking commitments with U.S. aid cuts, these horrible Daily Mail headlines, says migrants are being terrorized amid crackdowns. A Vatican official has slammed Donald Trump for breaking commitments with his cuts to U.S. aid and warned people are being terrorized amid his crackdown on migrants. Pope Francis' advisor on migration and development, Cardinal Michael Chersney, has urged the president to remember his Christian... Remember your Christian values. A crackdown is a terrible way to administer affairs and much less to administer justice, said Chersney, whose own family immigrated to Canada from the Czech Republic as refugees after World War II. And I will just say that you can check the early, you know, he's a Catholic. You can check that early life. I'll just leave it at that. And so I'm very sorry that many people are being hurt and indeed terrorized by these measures. All we can hope for is that the people, God's people and the people of goodwill, will help and protect those vulnerable people who suddenly made much more vulnerable. Cerny heads the church's Caritas Internationalist Charity and Development, which is among the organizations, of course, affected by Trump's decision to axe foreign aid and spending. You can figure out, you know, there's a lot of people that are going through this information and seeing who's been getting this money, been beneficiaries of this money laundering scheme. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, what we've got so far, this USA, this is just one small aspect of this. But all you got to look is see who's kvetching about it. You know, this is horrible. Think about the migrants. And you know somebody's getting money. And it even admits here in the article, yeah, they're getting money out of this program. Like, it seems like that ought to be like towards the very top. Like, we should start off by pointing out the fact that they're getting money from this. So of course they have a financial, dog in this hunt. They got a stake in it. Yeah. If I was receiving millions of dollars from the government and then they cut that off, I'd be whining about it too, I suppose. The Catholic Church got plenty of money. You got to fund your own, replacement. It's a part of your Christian. Anytime somebody starts with this, remember your Christian values, and then you look at the sources of these people that it's coming from, and they're making money off of this stuff, in the Bible, you're warned about wolves in sheep's clothing, so as to speak, about people who go to try to weed their way in to push their own agendas and then try to use your own beliefs and your own values against you. They twist them up and try to tell you what your values are, you know, what you're supposed to believe as a Christian believer. And it's their own agenda. And then you top it off, they're making money off of it. Don't fall for it. That's all I can tell you. Don't fall for it. Speaking of falling, we're moving on. We're moving on. Porn star who fell to her death while filming a threesome was not murdered, police say, as they reveal details of her last moments on a hotel balcony. The death of an OnlyFans star who fell from a hotel balcony where she was shooting a threesome was accidental, the police have said. Adult content creator. That's a nice way of saying prostitute, by the way. I find it amazing. I've said this before. I find it amazing in so many of our Western countries. Like here in the United States, it's different for some countries, but I'm just going to say here in the United States. It amazes me that prostitution is illegal. If you as a man go and try to find a prostitute and it's an undercover cop sting, because that's, again, another one of the activities America's heroes undertake, making sure you're not out there threatening people's safeties by paying a woman to have sex with her. And you can get labeled as a sex offender for doing this because prostitution is very illegal. However, if you pay a woman, if a woman gets paid to have sex with men in front of a camera, this is totally legit. And in fact, you're an adult content creator. You're still getting paid to have sex with men, but it's different, you see. You're an adult content creator. This OnlyFans, social media in general is bad. This OnlyFans is just really, really horrible. I see it promoted all the time. And no, let me clarify what I mean by promoted. I see all of these different podcasts and stuff like on YouTube or whatever, where they talk to these whores. And they always promote these ones that claim they're making all this money. I see this all over. There's TikTok videos of it. And these whores are up here bragging about, I make, you know, $1 million a month, or I made $20 million last year. And, you know, these young up-and-coming whores, they see this and they get all excited. You know, this one bitch says she on the low end and she making $30,000 a month. And she's thinking, I'm going out here and doing it for free. I should be one of these adult content creators with this totally legit income. And I could make $30,000 a month. That sounds really, really good. The reality is that most of them aren't making that kind of money. That's reality number one. The reality number two is, even if you're one of the exceptional ones that are making a bunch of money being a whore on OnlyFans, you know, how can I put this? It's like being a star football player in the NFL. You know, you may be a star football player in the NFL and making all this money and you signing a big contract with whatever football team. The smart ones understand that you better be investing that or putting that money back or doing something because it's a short-lived career. There's, you know, once you hit 30 years old, you're pretty much done. Your body's shot, your knees are shot, your joints are shot. It's the same thing with these OnlyFans whores. Your vagina's shot and nobody's going to pay to watch a 35. Well, a few people might, but you ain't going to be making no $30,000 a month as a 35-year-old getting blown out on your OnlyFans. She's not a short-lived career. Now, you know, young people, especially young women, are going to do stupid, retarded things. And you can see where this baits in. In other words, when you see all this promoted, and by promoted, I mean, again, these bitches going on podcasts, on YouTube videos, on TikTok, bragging about making all this money. Young, dumb whores see that and they get all excited and they're like, man, I could be making this kind of money. And they go and try to do this. And they probably aren't going to make that kind of money. But whether or not they do is by and large irrelevant, because what's going to eventually happen is you're not going to be able to do that anymore. Even if you just do it for years, like, man, I never made that kind of money. The internet is forever, as they say. You know, what if you go along and say she manages to get her act together and has kids? You know, she's always going to have that knowledge. Them videos are floating around. You know, how are you going to feel your kids are a teenager and they come home from school one day all upset and you're like, what's going on? Because now you're up in your 40s and your kids are teenagers and they come home and they're like, Mom, all my friends done found your OnlyFans. And she's like, oh, I thought that was gone. No, it's floating around. It's floating around. Let's see here. Adult content creator Ana Beatriz Pieras Alves, 27, also known as Ana Polly, died after falling from the balcony at Mount Blanc Apart Hotel in Novo Agaucu in... Oh, I'm sorry for these names. It's in Brazil, okay? It's in Rio. The police believe the influencer slipped when climbing onto the balcony railing. I just don't even want to imagine why she was climbing on the balcony railing. Of the hotel room that she was in with two as yet unnamed men. Police say that Ana Polly had been taking drugs just minutes before the accident, although investigators are still waiting for the victim's toxicology report to close the investigation. And here's another clue. If being an adult content creator on OnlyFans or a porn star in general is so wonderful and so great, you know, again, you see this promoted. These women doing all these videos bragging about making all this money. I can 100% guarantee you every one of these whores is using drugs. There's a reason they have to. There's a reason they have to self-medicate to do this. If being an adult content creator, and they all say the same line and they're all lies. And you see them and they're doing this podcast or being interviewed and they're talking about, oh, I find it very... invigorating. I find it very liberating. I know I'm a liberating. I'm making all this money and I'm so liberated and I'm an independent self-employed woman being a whore on OnlyFans. I guarantee you every damn one of them has to take drugs to do this every day. You know? Because, you know, it starts off, this woman here, she probably started off doing solo videos in front of her webcam and she started growing a little audience. And it's just like with social media, only on a more degenerate way. Social media, one of the pitfalls of social media is you make posts on social medias and gets a little traction. You start getting a lot of likes and people start passing it around and patting you on the back. So the natural inclination is to, you know, you got to push something. You got to keep pushing those limits and getting more and more controversial, you know, to get those likes. It's the same thing here. A lot of these women, they start off, you know, like, you know, showing the titties on the webcam or whatever. And if they get a little bit of action there, then they got to get a little further out there. Pretty soon they're all coked up doing a threesome on a balcony and they fall over the side and get splattered head first. You got to get further and further out there to get the attention. We've seen these videos, these stories going around, these women claiming to have done 1,000 dudes in 12 hours, which may or may not be true. I don't care. You know, whenever you see those women, they always have those dead, soulless eyes to them. There's another giveaway that, you know, this isn't what they're saying it is. The fact that we live in a society that promotes this and says this grandiose idea, yeah, it's Yeah, they got to get all drugged out. They got to be drugged out to go to work, of course. And at the same time, if she was just doing regular prostitution, you know, dudes paying her to actually just have sex, and it ain't on video, and if she quits doing that someday, that's just, you know, that's in her past. It ain't on video all over the internet. That's illegal. Finally, speaking of social media, I'm a real life vampire. I don't drink blood and keep away from garlic, but I must avoid the sun, and I'll hex you if you cross me. A woman has claimed to be a real life vampire, but insists that much of her identity is... Why is this a story? And why the hell am I talking about it? Because I thought it was funny. Her identity is far from what you would expect to read in a gothic novel set in Transylvania. Well, yeah, I wasn't really expecting some Bram Stoker thing here. What did I say? Bram Stoker. I was still thinking about the previous story. Although these creatures, often a staple in horror movies, are generally considered fictional, Helly from Ohio, U.S., insists they exist in every walk of life. But instead of feasting off of mortal blood, she fuels up by, quote, extracting energy. I'm sorry. She fuels up by, quote, extracting energy from her loved ones. Yeah, that's what's called being a woman. I read this. This is why I picked this. I'm a vampire. Really? You suck blood? No. I extract energy from my loved ones, from those around me. That's just being a woman, bitch. You're not special. You're just a woman. You just like every I'm special. I extract energy from those around me. Yeah, it's called being female. What the hell are you on about? The famed influencer shares her alternative lifestyle with 36,000 followers on TikTok, where she appears in videos to dispel myths about her kind. I don't think she's dispelling any myths. I mean, she walking around with these fang things here, but other than that, she's just doing a little truth in advertising. In one video shared on her account, at the Vampire Helly, she gets to promote her account on the Daily Mail. She explained that she feeds off the energy of human sources, but stressed consent is essential for the exchange to be effective. Helly added, in a spiritual sense, I don't have enough energy on my own, so I need a little help from my friends. Yes, again, that's literally like every woman on the face of the planet. This is... one of the messages that people are given in this society. We live in a society. This society is... one of the ways your life has meaning, because we live in a society, a godless society with a bunch of godless people. And so they're looking for some sort of meaning to their meaningless lives. And their lives are meaningless. If you don't have an actual reason for existing and being in this world, then your life is meaningless because it's short. If you're young, you don't realize that. But when you get up in years like myself, you realize how short life is and how temporary it is. And if you don't have an actual spiritual meaning to why you're here, if you don't understand your purpose in being here in this world, then there's no point. You have a meaningless life. You're just taking up air. You have no reason to exist. One of the ways they try to fill this void is this messaging that for your life, one of the ways your life can have meaning is to be some form of celebrity. And so you have all these people trying to find some way to be some sort of quasi-celebrity on the internet, on TikTok or OnlyFans or any of the rest of it. If they can become a celebrity of some sort, their life will have meaning. Their life doesn't have any meaning. If they actually manage to achieve this, you know, some form, some level of celebrity, they will quickly find out their life is still meaningless. It's stupid and pointless. You're just making a spectacle of yourself. But this is the message. And so you have these people doing all this weirdo shit, trying to make some sort of celebrity identity out of themselves. This woman here, she's just average. The average woman, and she put on some fake fangs and declares she's a vampire sucking people's life force out of them. And she don't even realize she's just doing normal woman things. Normal woman things minus the fake fangs. That's it. That's all she's doing. Normal woman things. And she don't even get, she thinks she's special. She is a celebrity on the TikTok. She got 38,000 followers on the TikTok. Talking about sucking the life force out of people. Yeah, yeah, you know, it's like, they're all around you. Yes, we know. We know they're all around us. We don't need you. We don't need you to tell us. There are indeed lots of vampires. Some of them are more honest than others. Some are up there up front, at least giving a little truth in advertising. You would know. You know, if you were a guy and you were going to get involved with this lunatic bitch, at least you know she's like, I'm here to suck the life force out of you. They're all like that. They're all going to suck the life force. The life force out of you. Well, hopefully this edition of the Daily Mail Monday Daily Nationalist didn't suck the life force out of you. Hopefully you got a little chuckle out of it. Hopefully you enjoyed. And I managed to go through without talking about Taylor Swift or the damn Super Bowl. You should thank me for that. Should thank me for that as well. I'll be back tomorrow with my Parish of the Patriots program, which will hopefully be better than this. No, I think it's all good. I enjoyed today's discussion. I'm having a lot of fun with the Monday Daily Nationalist. I do. I'll be back tomorrow with the Parish of the Patriots. Show's already done. It's just sitting there waiting for you to get to see it tomorrow. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson will be here Wednesday with the Orthodox Nationalist. Once again, that show is done. It's just sitting there waiting to go up. So you can look forward to it. You can count on it. And Dr. Johnson will be here Thursday with his Daily Nationalist, which will not be like this. It'll be usually geopolitical-centered. Always a must-listen for the whole week. I think all our content here on Radio Albion is must-listen to. Anyway, we're going to wrap up on that note. I appreciate you joining me today. I hope you have a great week. Keep the faith. We'll see you next time.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.